Let's talk about, tell me what you're doing here, or what we're doing here today.
Okay. Today we are running the Dementia Experience, and what that is we dull your senses to the point that someone with dementia would be feeling. We want you to try to take on everyday tasks with your senses dulled to see how difficult it is to do your activities of daily living. So what we do is we put gloves on you, we put little earplugs in your ears, we put a hat over your head, we put prescription glasses on, and then sunglasses over top of those. And the reason for that is when somebody has dementia or Alzheimer's, their vision is greatly affected. They usually have tunnel vision, their peripheral is very dark, and that's what causes a lot of falls and mobility issues. We also put rice in your shoes. And so the rice in the shoes is to show you how off balance somebody is when they are not able to feel their extremities the way that they used to. Right, so you can see the shuffled gait or the high risk of falls with the rice in the shoes. So the first station, what we do is we have you put all of those things on, and then you have to attempt to get dressed and put a piece of jewelry on, and then we move to the second station, and the second station is our office station, and that is where we have you read these bills here, and then we'll have you fill out these checks, and we want to see if you can match the amount with the correct amount on the form here, and also with running this experience, we've seen that with all of the gear on, it's extremely difficult to find these lines. It's extremely difficult to write the same way that you normally would. Your handwriting is not as legible. It's little things like that when you notice trouble with finances, and then the inability to write or verbalize things the way that you used to. Then we have another station. It's our sorting and folding station. As you can see, it's a jumbled mess, and it's for a good reason. So you have to attempt to fold the scarves that we have here, and then you have to match all of the socks, and then you take all of the utensils here, and you have to separate them into our utensil bin here. So this is a very difficult station here because you can't feel your fingers too well, and it feels like you have really big hands. And that's exactly what her testimony was when we did that this morning. That took you about 12 minutes to do. It was a long one. Yeah. Yeah. So, and there's baby socks in there too, so it makes it a little bit harder, right? And then also our last station over here.
Pill sorting.
Yes, pill sorting. And she had extreme difficulty doing this because of the gloves, because she couldn't, feel where the pills were. So when she was doing it, she was just dropping it into several different ones. And
you said you have somebody from the community coming in to do that.
I have a family member who has his wife on the other side. He's interested in doing it.
Oh, okay.
It. And then I have another family member from the other side who's going to be coming in at 3:30 to do it with me today.
Oh, so you mean they're family members of people who are already in here, but they just want to understand better.
A lot of facilities have a very high rate of dementia Alzheimer's patients just because of the nature of the disease, right? Okay. So we see it in all the facilities. It's not just in the memory unit. So reaching out to all of the community members and all of the different centers that don't have a memory unit, and helping them understand that if we launch this kind of experience with their programs, it could be a very beneficial thing to staff and the family members. That's why I love running this experience, and that's why we're going to continue running this. We're going to do this every few months or so to hopefully get more community members in.
So if somebody says, hey, I'm really curious to do that experience, I know you can't have somebody call and just drop in and say, hey, I want to do it. But
Yes, we can.
You wouldn't have everything set up for them.
We could, though.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Because it's all right here, and I keep it all in my office. We could literally set up this room. It took us about 5 minutes to set this
five
up.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so if somebody requested, they called and requested to be a part of the experience, even though we're not having an event, that's absolutely 100% doable.